who you are, where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Well, my name's Dr. Keith Cantor. I live in the Atlanta area. I have a PhD in nutritional science and naturopathic medicine. And I specialize in using food and water to help people with substance abuse and mental illness. And substance abuse is considered a mental illness. I'm also on the board of directors of NAMI, my local chapter, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And I do a lot of writing and talking on it to try to help.
Okay, I appreciate it. So let's see. You said I didn't hear that that part about you're also on the board of.
It's called NAMI, N-A-M-I, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's the largest mental illness type nonprofit in the United States. It's in all 50 states. It's pretty big.
Right.
And they advocate for mental illness, have workshops, they help any way they can.
Right, and you have a PhD or MD?
I have a PhD and an ND, which is naturopathic doctor. So just go by the PhD, because nobody knows what an ND is.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm now recording. So the way Dan pitched this was that we all know nutrition is beneficial for physical health, or essential for good physical health. But you say that it's also very important for mental health. In what way?
Okay, well, first of all, let me explain it first in general, and then I can get more specific for you. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, says that nutrition, or 85% of all chronic diseases are nutrition-related. That includes mental illnesses. So I could do this in general, or I could do it specific. With you, but what I do is I make menus and use a special water to help with the different mental illnesses. And I think what I should do is give you a few specifics and then talk in general, because that's what will help your audience the most. Is that okay with you?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so if somebody has anxiety disorder, which is one of the larger mental illnesses, they don't have enough serotonin and melatonin in their body. You know, they're not producing enough, and they're obviously not taking in enough. Those are the feel-good, serotonin is a neurotransmitter, but those are the, like, feel-good hormones. They make you feel better. And without those, you have anxiety, and you produce too much cortisol. So I'll do specific diets that have a lot of serotonin and melatonin in them to help calm down or mitigate the anxiety. And I'll also use a special water besides the diet that will help with inflammation, which I'll get into in a minute. Another example is sex addiction. If a male, for instance, is a sex addict, and they say between males and females we have 30 million of them, and it's considered a mental illness, the man has too much testosterone. So I'll make a menu that has no testosterone in it and has estrogen in it, and I'll use foods that have estrogen and do not have testosterone to help mitigate the urges that he gets for the sex addiction. And you could do that, you know, for every disease, and I do it for the top 12 mental illnesses plus substance abuse. Now, to talk more generally, unless you want any more specifics, I could tell you how it affects mental illnesses in general, and then what we could do through diet and water to help them, you know, in a bigger stroke than getting real specific like serotonin and melatonin, since I assume most of your listeners aren't scientists. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So one of the problems that Americans have is we have too much acid in our diets. It's called the Western diet. And things like sugar, gluten, additives, preservatives, nicotine, caffeine, dairy, all affect the acid. When we have too much acid, we cause a condition called acidosis. Acidosis causes inflammation. The CDC says that inflammation adversely affects over 85% of all diseases, including mental illnesses. So one of the things I do with my diets is besides just making them healthy, I make sure that there's 70% alkaline and 30% acidic to try to lower the acid and lower the inflammation. Because what the inflammation will do is it throws off the insulin mechanism, which then throws off the sugar, cause spikes. That adversely affects most mental illnesses, and it becomes a cycle. So I try to get rid of the inflammation, and I do that with an all-natural diet and a special water that it's a hydroxide alkaline water, and it's called Aqua OH, OQUAOH. And the OH in it, and it's made natural, it's all natural, comes from limestone. The OH attacks or searches out the hydrogen, which is where the acid comes from, binds with it to form water, and then we eliminate it from our bodies through urination. So getting rid of inflammation through diet and water is one good way, and like I said, it's a very broad stroke to help with mental illness. It helps with all illnesses, but it affects just about every mental illness, from schizophrenia, bipolar, eating disorders, pretty much anything you could think of. The other thing that's important, and most people don't know this, is that in our body we have things called opiate receptors, which are clusters of proteins. And obviously opium, drugs, and alcohol affect it. They stimulate it, so it releases chemicals that give the body urges. If you're addicted to drugs or alcohol, that's what the urges are for. But if you're not, and you have mental illnesses, it gives you urges for other things like sugar, gluten, dairy, nicotine, caffeine, processed foods, additives, preservatives, dyes. All of those stimulate the opiate receptors. And that's where all urges come from, except for sexual urges. So my diets or menus, plus the water that I use, are specifically designed to not stimulate the opiate receptors. Because when they're stimulated, you have urges. And those urges affect things like eating disorders, because they'll make you want to eat more, obesity, diabetes, and the mental illnesses, because a lot of those are aggravated, at least, and adversely affected by the acidity, which comes from all those things that I mentioned, but especially from sugar, simple carbohydrates, and things of that nature. So if we could not stimulate the opiate receptors and get rid of the inflammation through diet and that special water that I mentioned that gets rid of the acid instead of just buffering it like most alkaline waters do, this one specifically eliminates it. Between that and the menus, that'll go a long way in helping the mental illnesses. Now, you still need to see a therapist, and I go through the therapists in most cases or the clinics when I deal with it, but I've been batting about 98% where with the special diet and water, they've been able to lower the medicine that they've needed for the different mental illnesses like ADHD, anxiety disorder, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, PTSD, etc. So those two.
Do you have any journal articles you can send me on this?
Well, I could give you the website, and I have many articles that are peer-reviewed. So let me give you my website.
Oh.
Because that's easier than sending them to you. I have, don't quote me, about a dozen that are peer-reviewed, but I'll give you two websites to look at. One is named, NAMED program.com, And if you just, once you open that, it has a section on peer reviewed. And it talks about a lot of this. The other one is DR for doctor, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor.com, and Cantor is K-A-N-T-O-R. And if you look under print web or radio TV, you could read a lot of my articles, and a lot of them are on either how diet affects mental illness or other illnesses, how the water affects it, and the peer-reviewed articles are there also. And if people are interested at all in the water, you just go to aqua-oh.com. It's aqua-oh.com. And it comes in a concentrate, which is why I like it. So 1 ounce makes a quart. So it's about 250% cheaper than any other alkaline water. It's all natural. And because it doesn't have any minerals in it and it's just the OH, it actually eliminates the acid, which is causing inflammation, instead of just buffering it, which is still better than nothing, but eliminating is better than buffering. But yeah, I have a lot of peer-reviewed articles there and a lot of articles. I write for Consumer Health Digest, Reader's Digest, the Health Edition. I just did one for MIT on alkalinity for the MIT magazine. I think it's called The Tech. And that's posted up there also. So yeah, I have a lot of articles and several radio shows, you know, really hundreds, but now you could just peer through the beginning and pick out what you like. But if you go to names, you could see the peer-reviewed ones, and those are the ones that have the most credibility, because other doctors reviewed them first before they let them be printed. Did I answer your questions? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? You hear me now? Hello? Hello, hello? Can you not hear me?
I do. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. All of a sudden I lost you.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and check out your website. And they've got me under some pressure to do another story today.
Okay.
But I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Do you know when this will be broadcast?
I don't know at this point. Like I say, I was just offered the story this morning, so.
Yeah, I know he called me at 11 o'clock to do to 12. Well, if I could help you at all, feel free to give me a call.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.